Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another midweek show and some bullet points for the Emma Gunn Show. How are you? I do hope that you are very, very well. It feels like it's been a long time since we had one of these chats on a midweek show, but it's actually only been a fortnight. There was a rosacea beauty special last week, so we didn't get to have this little chat, but I thought it would be really nice to catch up, share some listener feedback, and also let you know about a couple of things that are coming up. Shall we start with Feel Good Habits? This is a new series of podcasts that I've started publishing on a Monday morning, and they are conversations with some of my brilliant colleagues about the tactics and methods they use to feel good. I say colleagues, a lot of them are my mates, I'm sure you've gathered by now. If you are a long-time listener, you'll know that 2018 was all about habits with the 26 Habits series, where I would either make or break a habit over the course of 2 weeks. And that was for the whole year. So habits are something that feature very heavily in our conversations together, don't they? And I think they're quite good things to always keep on your radar. So not long after lockdown, I was working out and I was doing one of my little circuits in my living room. And I was at the back of my mind, I was thinking, no, the podcast isn't, it needs to, there's a sweet spot that it needs to hit at the moment because people are looking for a certain type of thing and you're not delivering it. Your regular content isn't delivering it. And I was giving myself a hard time as I was doing my workout. And I remember looking at my podcast feed and just looking at what was on the schedule and thinking I needed to add something new in because of everything that's going on in the world right now. And I was actually mid-lunge up when Feel Good Habits came to me like a light bulb moment. And as soon as I finished my workout, I started emailing people who I thought would make for incredible contributors. And so far, we've heard from excellent people, including the wonderful Lisa Potter Dixon, who is just a ray of human sunshine. Lindsay Kelk, who obviously is one of my good friends, but she's also a best-selling author. And Marcia Kilgore, who is the brains behind Beauty Pie, among other huge beauty brands. Anyway, rest assured, there are more brilliant guests on the way, but I wanted to mention Feel Good Habits because it really was an instinct from listening to all of you who take the time to message me that was the seed for this idea, for this series. And when I say I was looking at my podcast feed, the reason I knew that I needed something different, I needed to add something in, was because of the very generous messages you send me, the time that you take to send me messages saying what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what you'd like to hear, what you'd like to hear more of, all of those sorts of things. So I really did just want to say a huge, huge thank you to everyone who does take the time to email me or DM me, because I do listen. I really do. Your contribution to helping create and carve out this podcast is so, so valuable, and I will continue to listen to you. So please don't stop messaging me, because it really is my favorite part of the day. And your feedback on these shows has been utterly wonderful. I have had so many messages from people saying that it's the perfect way to start the week. It has lifted them out of a bad mood or helped them navigate their way to feeling a bit better about something. And so many more messages like this. Every day I get a message about Feel Good Habits, and it's so wonderful. I know a lot of you repost on Instagram and tag me in those on your Instagram stories or on your main grid, which is so lovely to see. And I would read out all of your messages, but there are too many for one mini show. And I know I repeat myself, but hearing from you and what you like helps me create this podcast for you. So please, please keep talking to me. Keep messaging, keep emailing, keep DMing. I am here for it all. And I do try to get back to everybody personally. It can sometimes be a challenge with Instagram, because if you miss a message, it's hard to go back and find it. But I do try to get back to everybody. It might not always be very timely, but I do try and get back to you. You've also been really lovely in your feedback on some of the recent Sunday shows. I call them Sunday shows in my head. They're like the main shows, the longer interviews. Most recently with filmmaker Duncan Paveling, whose story about writing and making a movie was so inspiring. I just kept coming back to the fact that it was so calm. I've always thought that making a movie or being in any way attached to the movie industry meant being a networker, meant being a bit, you know, like Ginger from Casino, not people pleaser, but just knowing how to work a room and being tactical. And the fact that Duncan is so gentle and so open and supportive was just, it was a bit of a surprise to me, I have to be honest, especially considering his success. So I know a lot of you felt the same about that. And so thank you for letting me know. And then also the Aaron Gillis podcast, when he came on to talk about anxiety and mental health and his amazing book. And I know a lot of you have bought Aaron's book and you've shared how valuable you found his insight. So again, just thank you for letting me know these guest topics and conversations are all on the right track. That's so good for me to know so that I can keep getting the right people. Don't get me wrong, I like to surprise you. I refer you to Dominic, the professional dominant, who a lot of you are like, what? But also, please get him back on. I will. Don't worry. After lockdown, I will be getting Dom back. But I do try to create shows that I know that you will love, but also sometimes every now and again deliver something a little bit out of left field because, you know, it's half the fun, isn't it? And my final bullet point for this bullet points episode is about Instagram, actually. And I have fallen into the trap of thinking that if you listen to the podcast, then you're probably following me on all my social media platforms. And also if you're following me on social media, then you're listening to the podcast. But that isn't necessarily the case. And I sometimes have to remind myself of that. So I thought, for those of you who listen to the show but maybe aren't following me on social media, I'd let you know what's coming up on the feed so you can decide whether or not you'd like to follow me or not. And just being really honest about it, I guess Instagram is the social media platform that I use the most. I don't really use Twitter because I feel like there are a lot of tweets that should be private thoughts, and I think it can sometimes be quite a negative place. And I have said to friends before when they've tweeted something, that was a thought, not a tweet. Although I do like scrolling it, don't get me wrong. But Instagram is the platform that I use the most. And I tried for quite a while to keep my Instagram, my social media, quite broad, because I like to think that we cover a wide range of topics on this podcast. My background is as a beauty journalist. That's how I got into journalism in the first place. But that doesn't mean that's the only thing I talk about. And I made a very conscious effort to not dominate my feed with beauty content, partly because I put feelers out for lots of different types of guests, and I didn't want to ask a Harvard professor or a Hollywood actor or, I don't know, some sort of meditation expert to come on the podcast and for their people to click the link in my signature on my email, check out my Instagram and see me reviewing lipsticks and make a snap judgment that maybe mine wasn't the right platform for them, if you see what I mean. I think if you're only seeing a snapshot, you might think, oh, well, why would we go on this podcast? It's about lipstick. It's not, obviously. We know that. But I tried to make it broad because I just wanted to not give the wrong impression. However,
small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In lockdown, I have had more time to be able to set up the camera and do reviews, and I am still very privileged in that brands do send me product to review. And I have made more videos, and that content has skewed more towards beauty. And the feedback I've been getting from followers on Instagram is that you'd like more of this. And a side note to that, when lockdown started, I, in my own spare time, just found myself, I was gravitating towards watching beauty tutorials, whether they were beauty tutorials from my friends on Instagram, or whether they were YouTube tutorials, maybe something that I'd never seen before, a makeup artist I'd never heard of or had never really done a deep dive into. And I just fell back in love with beauty. And the reason I became a beauty journalist is because back in the day when I had terrible acne, as a teenager, pre-internet, well, I think the internet was around, but it was all, I don't know, you know, green text on a black screen. But beauty was the thing that made me feel like I could go out into the world, whether it was foundation or trying to figure out skincare. So beauty plays a big role in my heart. I love it so much. But I've just sort of, it's reignited my passion for it, and I've become quite playful with it, and I wanted to try new things. And because I have a beauty cupboard of products that are sent to me, I have been more experimental and I have created videos based on that. So with that in mind, I will be creating more videos and there will be more beauty tutorial style content. I really enjoy creating it, and I like to think that what I do, the videos that I do put out there, are helpful and useful and hopefully a little entertaining to anyone who watches. I know recently I attempted to do like effortless French beauty. I did a tutorial about the T3 micro wand, which I know quite a few people on Instagram then went and bought. And I try to weigh things up and tell you, like I did a review of the Dyson hairdryer and tried to give you great buying options, because it is a considered purchase. It's not a cheap product, but I tried to sort of steer you towards why it's worth the investment, but also try to find you places that are a good place to buy it, where you might get a better deal. So anyway, all of those sorts of things. So I am going to be making videos about some of the podcasts, books that I'm researching, etc. So it won't just be beauty related, but there will be more video coming and there will be a variety of topics covered. But if you see lots of beauty content, that is why. And I really do hope that you enjoy it and you find it useful. And obviously let me know what you want to see, if you want to see me try something out, or if you want a particular type of beauty video, just let me know. DM me, let me know, email me. I will add your request to the list and create that video for you. That would be my absolute pleasure. So if you aren't following me on Instagram, I am at Emma Guns. That's at EMMAGUNS. And it would be such a delight to see you over there. And let's, of course, I feel like I'm being so mean to the Facebook group just talking about Instagram, but the Facebook group is social media at its best. It's such a lovely, supportive place. And I know lots of you have been joining recently. So if you are listening to this and you've recently joined the Facebook group, thank you so much. It really is such a delight to see you there. I know there are lots of posts and conversations happening in there right now. And I do dip in and out and try to be helpful where I can. So thank you for joining. If you aren't already a member of that group, please do click the link in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You have to answer some questions and agree to forum rules, and I will let you in, and you'll be welcome not just by me, but by several thousand other listeners of this podcast who'll be able to help you with any life query, whether it's about beauty, whether it's about health, whether it's about wellness, fitness, whatever it might be. It's a bunch of really excellent people, obviously, you, my most excellent listeners, but it really is a bunch of excellent people being incredibly supportive and helpful. So please do join. I would love to see you there. And then, of course, if you do want to see what I'm up to on Twitter, which is normally retweeting some sort of video about, I don't know, a lunar eclipse or similar, then I'm also at Emma Guns on Twitter. And please don't feel shy about emailing me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. It would be my absolute pleasure to hear from you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you so much for all of your valuable input on helping me create the episodes that you are listening to on this podcast. If you aren't already, please do subscribe. That would mean such a lot to me. If you haven't already, please do leave a 5-star review and maybe a couple of sentences about what you like about the podcast. That really does help a podcast like mine stand out on a massive platform like Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you might be listening. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to spend this time with you. I will see you on the next one.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.